Last sermon was salvation as victory over Satan.
我上一次讲到的题目是胜过撒旦的救赎。
In it, I mentioned that in 1931, Gustav Olang's important book, Christoph Victor, was translated into English.
在那次讲到中，我是提到了1931年 Gustav Olang 的一个重要的书，叫做基督得胜者，被翻译成了英文。
This book pointed out that for the first 1,000 years of church history, the Christian doctrine of salvation was based on Christ's resurrection over Satan, when the power of God raised Jesus from the dead.
在这本书中，他指出，在教会历史的头1000年中，这个救赎的教义是基于耶稣基督对撒旦的得胜，也就是神把他从死里复活的那得胜。
Salvation as resurrection and victory is still the dominant theme of the Eastern churches.
复活及得胜的救赎，一直到现在也是东正教的主要的信条。
For them, each Sunday is a little Easter.
在东正教会中，每个星期天都是一个小的复活节。
In the Christmas Victor point of view, salvation is something that God does. It is not something that is done to appease God.
从基督复活的观点来看，救赎是神的手所做的，而不是做来讨神喜悦的。
But we human beings are so very vain. We think that the whole universe revolves around us. But that is not what the Bible teaches.
但是我们的人经常是这样的虚荣，我们觉得这个世界都是在我们周围围绕着我们周围所来做的。但是在圣经中并不是这么讲的。
Paul writes in Romans chapter 8 verses 19 to 23, For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not of its own will, but that by the will of the one who subjected it in hope. The creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies.
在保罗在罗马书八章19节到23节中是这样写到的，受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，谢谢。直到如今，不但如此，就是我们这里圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
In the early church, the Christians prayed, Come, Holy Spirit, renew, redeem your creation.
所以在早期教会的基督徒，他们是这样祷告的，他们说，圣灵来，更新救赎你那被造之物。
And as part of God's creation, we human beings will also be renewed and redeemed.
我们人作为神的被造之物的一部分，也是被更新、被救赎的。
When Adam and Eve sinned, all of creation was affected.
当始祖亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候，所有的被造之物都受到影响。
Where there used to be harmony, there is now violence and chaos.
神所造的和谐被破坏，变成了暴力和混乱。
In Isaiah's vision of the renewed heaven and earth, he saw the wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie together. And the dying shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand in the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea.
就像在那以赛亚书中他是这样描述那更新了的天和地的，那新天新地的。他说：“豺狼必与绵羔、羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们。牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草，与牛一样。吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毒蛇的洞口。”断奶的婴孩必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识，要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一样。
This is a return to God's creation between Adam before Adam and Eve sinned.
这里所描述的新天新地的景象是。回归到亚当夏娃犯罪以前神所创造的世界。
When they sinned, that they not only created chaos among humans, they created chaos in all of God's creation.
我们这里看到当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，他们不但在人之间产生了各种的混乱，而且他们也造成了所有被造之物的混乱。
When they sinned, Satan took over God's good creation and turned it evil.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，撒旦夺过了神的好的，神的本意是好的被造之物，把它变成了邪恶的。
We can see the results of human sin today.
我们一直到今天都能看到人犯罪的结果。
Human beings are responsible for global warming, which has created a lot of very unusual weather conditions. We have seen more hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and even earthquakes in unusual places.
人类的活动造成了全球的变暖，也造成了各种各样的不平常的坏的天气。我们有了很多的飓风。有很多龙卷风，也有很多的洪水，而且地震也发生在不同寻常的地方。
The Christus Victus view uses the image of a cosmic battle between good and evil, between the forces of God and the forces of Satan.
得胜的基督的这个观点，他用了宇宙中好。善与恶的征战来描述神的力量和撒旦的力量之间的征战。
The book of Revelation is the best example of this cosmic battle, although everything is described in symbolic language.
启示录讲的就是这宇宙中的征战，但是启示录用的语言都是用的象征性语言来描述这一征战。
Revelation chapter 5Verses 11 to 14 reads, Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered 10,000 times 10,000, and 1,000 times thousands. And they were singing with a full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped.
在启示录五章十一节到十四节是这样描写这宇宙中的征战的。启示录说，我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说道，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀和颂赞的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜。
Here the imagery is not too hard to interpret.
这一形象并不难想象。
The 10,000 times 10,000 and the thousands times thousandsrepresents an incalculably large number.
这里讲到这个天使的数目，说的是有一千乘上一千，一万乘上一万，这里指的是一个非常大的数目，数都数不清。
As in China, the number 10,000 was the largest number, and 10,000 times 10,000 will represent a number that was unimaginable during that time.
就像在古时的中国，万是最大的数目字，就是用在字上，然后一万乘上一万的话，那就是一个不可想象的大的数字了。
Also, the lamb who was slaughtered obviously refers to Jesus Christ and to his death.
那被杀的羔羊也很明显的是指的耶稣基督和他的死。
The Lamb alone is worthy to open the seven seals.
这里提到那羔羊，只有那羔羊才是配揭开那七印的。
Most Bible scholars interpret the seven seals.At representing the Roman emperors in the first century, between the time of Jesus' crucifixion under Emperor Tiberius to the reign of Emperor Domitian.
很多圣经学者都把这七印解释成罗马帝国在第一世纪的七位皇帝，他们是从耶稣基督被钉十字架时候做皇帝的 Tiberius 一直到公元九十六年做皇帝的 Domitian。
Revelation 6:1-2 reads, "Then I saw the Lamb open one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures call out, and with a voice of thunder he said, Come.I looked, and there was a white horse. Its rider had a bow. A crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer."
在启示录六章一到二节中是这样写的，我看见羔羊揭开七印中第一印的时候，就听见四活物中的一个活物，声音如雷，说，你来，我就观看。见有一匹白马， 骑在马上的拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来，胜了又要胜。
Scholars interpret the one who came out conquering and to conquer as a reference to the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and to the Emperor Ridas' failed attempt to conquer Jesus.
学者们把这出来胜了又要胜的解释是指的被钉十架而又复活了的耶稣基督，在那里皇帝的骑士想要胜过耶稣，但没有得胜。
In Seal 2, the blood red horse and the threat to take peace on the earth recalls the threat to Jerusalem in 40 AD, when the Emperor Caligula commissioned a statue of himself in the form of the Roman chief of God, Zeus, and ordered an army to occupy Jerusalem and to install the statue in the temple.
在那第二印的时候，他讲到了有一匹血红的马出来，并且威胁那和平。在这里指的是在耶路撒冷，在公元四十年耶路撒冷，卡利古拉皇帝，罗马的皇帝，建造了一个他的塑像，按照宙斯的形象。他也让他的军队占领了耶路撒冷，并且把这个按照宙斯形象做的他的塑像立在耶路撒冷的神庙里。
However, Caligula died before that order was carried out, and the city was spared.
但是Caligula 他在这个命令被执行完成以前就死了，这个所以耶路撒冷也就被救。
Revelation chapter 6 verse 5 to 6 reads, When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature call out, Come. I looked, and there was a black horse. Its rider held a pair of scales in his hands. And I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four creatures, saying, A quart of wheat for a day's pay, and three quarts of barley for a day's pay. But do not damage the olive oil and the wine.
在启示录中第六章第五到六节中是这样写的，揭开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说，你来，我就观看，见有一匹黑马，骑在马上的手里拿着天平。我听见在四活物中似乎有声音说，一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，油和酒不可糟蹋。
Here there are symbols of famine, and this was very widespread under Emperor Claudius and cross-referenced in Acts chapter 11 verse 28.
这一景象指的是饥荒，在Claudius 皇帝的在位的时候，饥荒泛滥，并且在使徒行传十一章二十八节中也有引述。
Revelation 6 verses 7 to 8 reads, When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature call out, saying, Come. I looked, and there was a pale green horse. Its rider's name was Death, and hell followed with him. They were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, famine, and pestilence, and by the wild animals of the earth.
在启示录中第六章第七到八节中是这样写的，揭开第四印的时候，我听见第四个活物说，你来，我就观看， 见有一匹灰色的马，骑在马上的名字叫做死，阴符也随着他，有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。
This clearly represents the Emperor Nero, whose mother Agrippina murdered her husband, the Emperor Claudius, so that her son Nero will become the next emperor.
在这里的景象指的是在尼罗皇帝的治下，尼罗皇帝的母亲 Agrippina 把她的丈夫 Claudius 皇帝杀了，所以的原因，她杀她的丈夫的原因是想让她的儿子做下一个皇上。
She wanted to stop the next emperor from next person, Britannicus, who was the rightful heir and who will become a man in the next and the next rightful emperor later in the year 54 A.D.
So.Agrippina 这样做的原因是，因为另外一个皇子 Britannicus 是应该继承皇位的，所以他把他的把那个 Claudius 杀掉，才能使他的儿子继位。
And Britannicus would have become a man, so he could become emperor in 54.
Okay, 所以在对师牧师在有师牧师在说，在公元54年 Britannicus 就会成人，在那时候他就能够顺利的继位成为皇上，所以他这样呢就是Nero能够早的成为皇上。
Agrippina was not Claudius' first wife, and she brought with her a three-year-old son Nero, the son of another husband.
而且这个 Agrippina 并不是Claudius 的第一任妻子，而且 Nero 是当他在嫁给 Claudius 的时候是一个三岁大的孩子了已经，所以并不是 Claudius 和 Agrippina 所亲生的。
Therefore Nero had no legitimate claim to become the emperor.
所以如果 Agrippina 不把 Claudius 杀死的话， Nero 是永远也不会有继承权的。
Nero is a writerWhose name was death, and who was followed by hell. And he spread death and destruction among many people, especially Christians.
这里呢，骑在灰色马上的名字叫做死的骑士，是而且音符也跟随着他的，那就是指的 Nero, 因为他把死亡和毁灭带给了很多地方，很多人，特别是基督徒。
Christians considered him the great Satan, because death was Satan's strongest weapon.
基督徒把 Nero 看作是一个大的撒旦，因为死亡是撒旦最强大的武器。
More Christians died under Nero than under any other emperor.
在Nero 皇帝的治下，基督徒死亡数目比在所有其他的皇帝的治下都要多。
Nero's cruelty is still vividly remembered by all people up to this present time.
就是直到现在Nero 的残暴都在历史上还有清楚的记载。
Seal 5 shifts the viewpoint from earth to heaven.
第五印把我们的视角从地上转到了天上。
The vision of the heavenly order parallels an 18-month break in the succession of emperors from 68 to 69 A.D. There were three rivals, Gabo, Otho, and Vitalis, and each of them claimed the imperial crown, but none of them survived long enoughTo consolidate his power.
这第五印里提到了天上的祭坛，他这里实际上是跟那讲的是中间有18个月的统治期，是从公元68到69年，这时候有三个人 Gabo, Also 和 Vitalis 争着去做皇帝，他们没有一个人能够做长久，所以在这时间有一段时间是比较宽松的。
When the seal six was opened, the imagery of an astronomical collapse, an earthly chaos and devastation. This has been frequently interpreted as the end of the world.
在第六印的时候，这里讲到星辰坠落，大地震动，这里经常把这个景象会被解释成世界的末日。
But Bible scholars claim that this is not true.
但是很多圣经学者说这并不真实。
The imagery depicts an event in the historical arena of this world. But this event seemed like the end of the world to those people who experienced it.
这第六印的景象讲的还是历史上发生的一件事，在那件事发生的时候，整个世界都觉得末了要来到了。
In 70 AD, an army commanded by Titus, the son of the emperor Vespasian, completely destroyed Jerusalem.
在公元70年 ，Titus 就是皇上 Vespasian 的儿子所带领的一支军队，把耶路撒冷完全的摧毁了。
The image of celestial chaos and terrestrial pandemonium together symbolizes the breakdown of order and a feeling of loss and devastation for its inhabitants.
这里的星辰坠落、大地震动的景象，实际上是记述了当时地上居民的失落和在绝望。
This sense of loss and devastation affected both rulers and commoners because Titus' army utterly destroyed Jerusalem and the temple.
当时呢，地上居民的失落和绝望不只是在一般普通人的心里，而且是在那掌权的贵胄身上也是一样，因为 Titus 的军队把耶路撒冷和神殿完全毁掉了。
Revelation chapter 7 is totally devoted to this sixth seal.
在启示录第七章是完全完完全全的用来记载这第六印的。
Here we encounter the famous image of the number 144,000, which consists of 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel.
在第七章中我们看到了这个很有名的数字，就是144,000。这里就是每个以色列的12个部落，每个部落中有12,000人。
144,000 is obviously a symbolic number, which is obtained by squaring the number 12, which symbolizes Israel.And then multiplying by 1,000, which was a biblical figure, which meant a very, very large number.
这里很显见的，144,000是一个象征性的数字。它是是怎么得到这数字呢？是用数字12，也就是以色列的象征，乘以1,000，也就是很大一个数字的象征。所以这个144,000的意思是很大的一个数。
1,000 would have seemed much larger to a first century or second century reader than to us today who live in the computer age.
当然我们在这个现在的计算机时代，1,000不算一个大的数字，但是在第一和第二世纪的时候，1,000是一个对人们来讲是一个非常大的数字了。
144,000must not be read as a number of mathematical precision, any more than it is mathematically precise today. When a busy person says, I have a million things to do.
所以这十四万四千指的是一个很大的数字，我们不能把它当作一个很准确的数字来读，就像现在人说，我有一百万件事情要做那样，只是指的他很忙，并不是说这数字是准确的。
The important point is interpreting the seals is that the worst events in the first century, culminating in the utter destruction of Jerusalem, are not the end of the story.
但是在这里头，我们要学习的最重要的一点是，虽然有这么大的毁灭，在第一世纪末的时候，整个耶路撒冷都被毁，但是这并不是故事的结尾。
Revelation chapter 8 verses 1 to 2 begins with, When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them.
在紧接着的启示录第八章一到二节中是这样写到的，羔羊揭开第七印的时候，天上寂静约有两刻，我看见那站在神面前的七位天使，有七只号赐给他们。
The silence in heaven for about half an hour represents the fact that after Vespasian, his son Titus had a short reign of 2 years as an emperor.
这里写的寂静约有两刻，指的是 Vespasian 的儿子 Titus 做了很短的一段时间的皇帝。
Domitian followed in 81 AD and ruled until he was killed by his personal praetorian guards in 96 AD.
接下来 Domitian 从公元81年到96年一直在做皇帝，直到他在96年时候被杀。
He was followed by what the 18th century historian Edward Gibbons calls the five good emperors, Nerva, Trajan, Hadrian, Antonius Pius, and Marcus Aurelius.
18世纪的历史学家 Edward Gibson 是研究这个 Domitian 的皇帝的，他把 Domitian 皇帝列为五个好的皇帝中的之一，这五个好的皇帝是 Nerva, Trajan, Hadrian, Antonius, and Pius 和 Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius was also known as the wise one because he wrote 12 books on Greek philosophy, which was called the Meditations.
Marcus Aurelius, 他在这些皇帝中也被称为那智慧的人，因为他写了12本关于希腊哲学的书，叫做《沉思录》。
However, the seals do end with Domitian.
但是这里头的七印是在 Domitian 皇帝的时候就结束了。
The cosmic battle is also seen very clearly in Revelation chapter 12, where the forces of Satan, represented by the dragon, fights against the forces of God, which is led by the archangel Michael.
这宇宙中的征战在启示录十二章中也写得很清楚。这里撒旦的力量是由一个龙来代表的，而神的力量是由这个大天使 Michael 来代表的。
Revelation chapter 12, 1 to 9 reads, A great portent appeared in the heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head was a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains, in the agony of giving birth. Then another portent appeared in heaven, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bear a child, so that he might devour her child as soon as was born. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was snatched away and was taken to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she could be nourished for 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated. And there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
这里在启示录十二章中写到，天上出现大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中痛苦呼叫。天上又出现异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上。龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。她的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了，妇人就逃到旷野，那里有神给她预备的地方，使她被养活1260天。在天上就有了征战，弥迦勒和他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，但龙并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。那大龙就是古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
The woman with the crown of thorns and 12 stars is Israel that produced Jesus, and then this is church which is identified with Jesus.
在这里那头戴十二星冠冕的妇人就是以色列，从以色列中产生了耶稣和教会。
The dragon is called the devil and Satan.
那龙被称为魔鬼撒旦。
The birth of a baby who was snatched up to heaven after the dragon unsuccessfully tried to kill him clearly refers to the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
那出生的婴孩被提到天上，龙没有能够杀死他，在这里是很清楚的指的是耶稣的死和复活。
The seven heads of the great red dragon is a symbol of Rome. The seven heads represent the seven hills on which legend says Rome was built.
那有七个头的大红龙指的就是罗马，因为那个七个头指的是罗马建立的最初建立是在那七个山上。
Therefore this cosmic battle between the forces of God and the forces of Satan is really an image of the reign of God in the person of Jesus Christ fighting against the forces of evil and Satan in the world, which is symbolized by Rome.
所以我们在这里看到那神和撒旦之间的征战，在这里是用耶稣基督和那个邪恶世界的为代表的。耶稣基督是神的代表，和这个罗马是邪恶世界的代表之间的征战来表现的。
This confrontation is continued by the life of the church.
这征战在教会的, 历史中,
the cosmic battle of Revelation 12 is really imagery that testifies to the cosmic significance of the real confrontation history between the Roman Empire and Jesus and his church.
在启示录中十二章中, 这里描述的宇宙中的征战, 也从, 根本上体现了, 那在我们世上的世上, 罗马和耶稣和他的教会之间的征战, 在宇宙中是有多么大重大的意义。
We have brought the cosmic struggle in Revelation 12 down to what is happening right here on earth. Therefore, it is a book about Jesus.
所以我们看到在启示录中，启示录十二章中， 我们把那天上的征战带到了地上， 所以这个启示录实际上是一本关于耶稣的书。
Revelation 12 is neither a description of a cosmic battle nor a prediction of any kind of future event.
所以在这里启示录十二章 既不是一个描述, 宇宙中天空中的征战的书, 也不是, 一本描述将来的书。
Rather, it is a narrative presentation of the real world with historical dimensions and illustrates the cosmic battle aspect of Christus Victor.
启示录十二章 在这里是一本讲述胜利者耶稣的历史的书，他把这个耶稣基督的胜利在宇宙中的意义凸显了出来。In
Revelation chapter 12, verse 7-9, Satan was defeated and was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
在十二章七节到九节中，撒旦被打败，他也被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔了下去。So
Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 12 reads, Then I heard a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, Now have come the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our comrades have been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. But they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they did not cling to life, even to the face of death. Rejoice then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
在第十节到第十二节中，是这样写的：我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度。 并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命，所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Notice carefully the warning to us Christians. Woe to the earth and to the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
我们做基督徒的要注意这最后的两节，这里讲到说，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
The Christus Victor view uses the image of a cosmic battle between good and evil, between the forces of God and the forces of Satan.
所以基督得胜，这里讲的是在宇宙中善与恶的征战，象征的是神和撒旦的征战。
In that battle, Jesus killed, and this was an apparent defeat for God, and an apparent victory for Satan.
在那征战中，耶稣死了，这看起来好像是神的失败，是撒旦的胜利。However,
the power of God raised Jesus from the dead, turning the seeming defeat of Jesus' death into a great victory for God.
但是神的能力使耶稣从死里复活，把耶稣因着耶稣的死而看起来的失败变成了神的胜利。This
great victory frees the whole universe from the control of Satan and sin.
这巨大的胜利把整个宇宙都从撒旦和罪的掌管之中。
As 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 says, the Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the work of the devil.
就像在约翰一书三章八节中写的，神的儿子显现出来，为要除去魔鬼的作为。The
New Testament gives us many accounts of this cosmic battle for our small planet.
所以在新约中也就记述了这宇宙中的征战在我们这一个小小的星球上所反映出来的很多的事例。Mark
is the earliest of the first three Gospels.
在四本福音书中，马可福音成书最早。Matthew
copied about 95% to 98% of Mark, and Luke copied about 70%. And both of them make changes to Mark because Mark was too straightforward.
成书较晚的两本书，马太福音和路加福音，马太福音中有95%的内容和马可福音是相同的，路加福音有差不多70%相同的。他们呢，这两本后来成书的福音都做了一些改动，因为这里师母是讲到马可福音写的太直截了当了。
The story begins in Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 13. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven saying, you are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. And then the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels came and waited on him.
在马可福音第1章9到13节中是这样写道：那时，耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”圣灵就立刻 把耶稣推到旷野里去，他在旷野40天，受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，且有天使来伺候他。So
the cosmic battle between God and Satan begins with the baptism of Jesus.
所以我们看见神和撒旦在宇宙中的征战是从耶稣受洗开始的。
I have used the New Revised Standard Version because it captures the violence of the battle better than any of the other translations.
在这里，施牧师用了是NRSV 的版本，因为这里他把那征战的暴力更清楚的描述出来。
Notice that after Jesus was baptized, God tore apart the heavens in order to send the Holy Spirit on Jesus.
我们看到在这里描述的，当耶稣刚刚受了洗的时候，神把天裂开，让圣灵降在耶稣身上。
The verb to tear apart is the same verb that is used in Mark chapter 15, verse 38, to describe the curtain in the temple being torn apart in half from top to bottom.
这里的裂开一词用的是跟马可福音十五章三十八节中记述耶稣死的时候那帐幕的那殿中的幔子的裂开是用的是一个词那时候的记述说那幔子从上到下被撕裂
Also the Greeks makes it very clear that the Spirit not only descended on Jesus but also that the Spirit remained in Jesus
而且在希腊文的原文中也写得很清楚那圣灵不光是降在了耶稣身上而且是也是一直保留在一直在他的身上
And notice that in Mark only Jesus sees the dove and hears God's voice
而且在马可福音中有一点记述跟别的地方都不同是在这里只有耶稣看见了那鸽子而且听见了神的声音
It was a very personal experience
这是耶稣一个非常个人的体验
In John chapter 1 verses 32 to 34 John the Baptist also sees the dove descending but he does not hear the voice
我们看到在约翰福音一章三十二节到三十四节中记述的施洗约翰他看见了那圣灵的鸽子降下但是他并没有听见那声音
In the Gospel of John only Jesus has a spirit not even John the Baptist has it
在约翰福音中我们也看到只有耶稣得到了那受到了那圣灵连施洗约翰都没有
John chapter 3 verse 34 says he whom God has sent speaks the words of God For he has given the Spirit without measure.
而且在约翰福音中三章三十四节中也写到，神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
The Spirit is given to Jesus without measure, which means without any limit.
这里圣灵所给耶稣的是没有限量的。
John chapter 7 Verse 37 to 39 reads, On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture says, Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now Jesus said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
而在约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节中，是这样记述圣灵的，他说在末日的节期的末日就是最大之日耶稣站着高声说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝信我的人 就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Again, I have used a New Revised Standard Version because it is the only one to translate the Greek correctly in verse 39. For as yet there was no spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这里的经文用的是也是 NRSV 版本的，因为只有这个版本把希腊原文正确的翻译出来。这里说的是那时还没有圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Most translations add words because what John really says does not fit into their theology.
大多数其他的译本都在没有圣灵之间加了一些字，因为在这里约翰福音中所说的和他们的神学理论不相匹配。
For example, the Net Bible translates this verse as, "Now he said this about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were going to receive, for the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified."
就像在另外一个很流行的译本 Net Bible 是这样翻译这一节的，它是指圣灵所说那信他的将受圣灵，但圣灵还没有赐下，是因为耶稣尚未得荣耀。
The Net Bible explains their translation in this way. They know that the Greek says, "For the Spirit was not yet given." And then they say their translationAvoids misunderstanding by modern English readers that prior to this time the Spirit did not exist. John's phrase is expressed from a human point of view and has nothing to do with the pre-existence of the third person of the Godhead.
在 Net Bible 他们是这样解释他们翻译中的改动的，他们说这个希腊原文讲的那时还没有圣灵，在现代英文的读者中就会造成一些误解，以为在那时候圣灵还没有产生，实际上不是这样的，因为在约翰福音中约翰所写的是从他自己的一个人的角度看，那时候圣灵还没有圣灵，和圣灵本身是不是已经存在并没有任何关系。
John did not know anything about the doctrine of the Trinity, which was developed more than 400 years later.
因为约翰福音的作者并不知道这三一的教条，因为那是在400年以后才被才被建立起来的。
For John, the Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, and the Spirit is defined by the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus.
对约翰来说，那圣灵就是耶稣的圣灵，那圣灵是用耶稣的生死还有复活升天来表述的。
Therefore, there could be no Spirit.Because the Spirit was completely in Jesus, and Jesus had not yet been glorified. He had not yet been raised and lifted up to the right hand of God.
所以约翰才会说那时还没有圣灵，是因为圣灵还完完全全的在耶稣的身体里面，耶稣还没有得荣耀，因为他还没有被升高到神的右手。
Mark chapter 1 verse 12 to 13 reads, "And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the desert. He was in the desert 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels came and waited on him.
马可福音中又说，圣灵就立刻把耶稣推到旷野里去，他在旷野四十天，受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，且有天使来伺候他。
Immediately after Jesus was baptized, and God had declared that he was the Son of God, the Spirit within Jesus drove him into the wilderness, or the desert, to be tempted by Satan.
所以我们在这里看见，在耶稣受洗以后，神就显明说他是神的爱子。这时圣灵就把耶稣推到旷野中受撒旦的试探。
We should realize that the Greek word translated to tempt can also be translated as to attack.
在这里受撒旦试探的试探一词在希腊文中也可以被翻译成受攻击。
And this is exactly what happened.
这正是那时发生的事情。
Mark describes Satan's attack as worse than the attack of wild beasts.
在马可福音，它的原意是指撒旦对耶稣的攻击比那野兽的攻击更加猛烈。
Actually, this translation should be, Jesus was in the desert 40 days and attacked by Satan.
这里这段经文应该被翻译成耶稣他在旷野四十天。受撒旦的攻击。
Without the help of the Spirit, Jesus could not have survived Satan's attacks.
如果没有那圣灵的同在，耶稣也不能胜过撒旦的攻击。
Afterwards, Jesus was so weakened that angels had to come and take care of him.
并且我们也看到，在那之后，耶稣是非常的疲劳，天使。必须有天使 来伺候他。
Satan's attack was much more than the polite conversation between Jesus and Satan that you find in Matthew and Luke.
在这我们看到撒旦对耶稣的攻击比在马太福音和路加福音中记述的耶稣和撒旦之间好像很和平的对话那样要猛烈的多。
Mark chapter 1 verse 23 to 26 reads,Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent and come out of him.And the unclean spirit convulsed him, and crying with a loud voice, came out of the man.
这里我们又看到在马可福音中一章二十三节到二十六节中的另一个例子，在会堂里有一个人被巫鬼附着，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。”巫鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，然后大声喊叫，就出来了。
Right after Jesus survived Satan's attack, he begins to attack Satan's army, the demons.
在这里我们看到耶稣刚刚战胜了撒旦的攻击，他就开始进攻撒旦的军队，那些恶魔们。
By rebuking them, Jesus is violently causing the unclean spirits.Or the demons to leave.
当耶稣斥责那巫鬼的时候，也就是那魔鬼的时候，那魔鬼就很剧烈的抖动，然后再出来。
By rebuking them, Jesus violently causes the unclean spirits. These demons recognize who Jesus really is.And he knows that Jesus had come to destroy Satan and his army.
在这里，这些巫鬼知道耶稣是谁，他也知道耶稣来的目的是为了要毁灭撒旦和他的军队。
The next Bible of Luke chapter 4 Verse 38 to 39 says, after Jesus left the synagogue, he entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So Jesus stood over her, commanded the fever, and he left her, and immediately she got up and began to serve them.
在这里又是另外一个例子，用的是 Net Bible， 在路加福音四章三十八到三十九节中这样讲到：耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家，西门的岳母害热病甚重，有人为他求耶稣，耶稣站在他旁边，命令那热病，热就退了，他立刻起来服侍他们。
The Net Bible then has two footnotes. One is about their translation of the word command. They note that the word command really means rebuke. But then they say rebuke implies a strong disapproval, while the usage here involves more of a command with perhaps the implication of a threat.
在这里 Net Bible 的译本有两个注释，这里头是为了他们翻译这个命令这一词的，他们知道这命令这词在原文里头它的意思更接近于斥责，但是他们认为斥责里的语义太强了，在这里更好像是他命令那热病退去，稍微有一点威胁的意思。
And the second note says the language here, which they translate as command, almost treat the illness as a personal force. But this is not the case. This healing shows Jesus' power over sickness. And this should not be considered as an exorcism.
第二个角度说到这个命令这一个词把这个疾病这个热病当做了他一个本人的一个事情，但是这里并不是这样的，这里的医治这个疾病显示了耶稣对疾病的主权，不能这么简简单单的被当做他命令那个热病退去，应该是他斥责了那热病。
Again, the Net Bible represents a modern point of view.Because this is indeed an exorcism, because Jesus uses the language of exorcism, he rebuked the sickness.
在这里 ，Net Bible 体现了一个更现代的观点，但是这个观点是不准确的，因为这里耶稣确实是驱除了斥责了那热病。那热病才退去的。
Jesus and his contemporaries saw all sicknesses as caused by Satan.
因为在耶稣和他的同时代的人把所有的疾病都作为撒旦的攻击。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, Paul refers to his sickness, his thorn in the flesh.As a messenger from Satan.
我们看到在哥林多后书十二章七节中保罗把他的病称作在肉里的一根刺，他又称为那病是撒旦的差役。
So Paul definitely traces sicknesses to Satan.
所以保罗是很肯定的把他的病的根源归于撒旦的攻击的。
In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, following, Jesus wakes to the worried pleas of his disciples, and he rebukes the sea and says, Be still.
所以我们在马可福音四章三十节中也看到耶稣他是斥责那海和风说平息了吧。
precisely the same rebuke Jesus uses on people with demons and Simon Peter's mother-in-law's illness, because Jesus sees demon possessions, illnesses, storms, and all ravages of nature as the work of Satan and his demons.
在这里，这个斥责这一词，耶稣把他用，不论是这个被恶鬼所附的人，还是西蒙彼得的岳母的病，他都耶稣在这里都用了斥责一词，因为耶稣把这个魔鬼附身、疾病还有风暴，都看作是撒旦和他的鬼魔的工作。
Whatever is negative, sterile, barren, must be erased.
所有负面的、不生育的、干枯的，都要被抹掉。
Jesus even sees hunger as the work of Satan, and so he feeds the multitudes.
耶稣把饥饿也看作是撒旦的工作的一部分，所以我们看到他用五饼二鱼喂饱了很多人。
What emerges from these miracles is a powerful picture of a God who is identified with us in our want and shortages, fighting on our behalf, ending our sicknesses, setting us free, and ushering us into His presence.
我们从这几个故事中看到，那神与我们同在，因为神 他知道我们所需的，也知道我们所短缺的，也为我们征战，让我们的疾病得医治，让我们的捆绑得释放，也把我们带到与他的同在之中。Peter
summarizes Jesus' ministry to Cornelius when he said that Jesus went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil.
这就像彼得向哥尼流描述耶稣的事工的时候说，耶稣他周流四方行善事，医好凡被鬼魔压制的人。Gustav
Wingren captures the central motif very well.
Gustav Wingren 在他的书中把这一个中心的意思讲得非常的清楚。He
writes, when Jesus heals the sick and drives out evil spirit, Satan's dominion is departing, and God's kingdom is coming. All of Christ's activity is therefore a conflict with the devil. God's Son took flesh and became man, so that he might overthrow the power of the devil and bring his work to nothing.
所以他这么写道，当耶稣医治那患病的，并赶出那恶鬼的时候，撒旦的权势就退去，神的国就降临。基督所有的活动都是跟撒旦的征战。当神的儿子成为肉身， 来到我们中间的时候，他就可以打败撒旦的黑暗权势，把撒旦的黑暗工作，让撒旦的工作完全失败。At
this point, I would like to discuss the true meaning of our Lord's prayer.
现在我想跟大家稍微讨论一下我们主导文的真正的意义。
The way we have said it every Sunday has hidden its meaning from us.
我们每周都背诵这主导文，很可能我们太熟了，反而不去仔细了解它的意思。
I am basically using the Good News Bible with some of their alternate translations.
在这里，我们要重温一下主导文，我现在用的是 Good News Bible.
It starts out with, Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored.
这里写到我们在天上的父，愿你的名为圣。
May your kingdom come, may your will be done.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意。
On earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us our bread for tomorrow.
给我们明天的饮食。
Forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who are indebted to us.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Do not bring us to the hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one.
不要叫我们遇见大的试探，也救我们脱离那邪恶的。
In the first petition, Our Father in heaven, may your holy name, no, the second, verse 10, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
在第二节中，就是在verse 10, 我们向神要的是我们愿神的国降临。
We are asking for the coming of the kingdom of God.
我们在这里是向神祈求神国的降临。
The kingdom of God really means the reign of God. And God rules wherever God exerts his power.
神国的降临在这里指的意思就是神，神在这个世界上的所有地方都掌权。
Revelation chapter 12 shows us that God already reigns absolutely in heaven.
在启示中十二章中，我们看到神在天上已经完全的掌权。
Jesus is teaching us to pray that God's reign will also be absolute on earth.
耶稣是在这里教我们向神祷告，让神在地上也完完全全的掌权。
This means that Satan must be defeated on earth as he was in heaven.
让撒旦在这地上也被完完全全的击败，就像他在天上被击败一样。
When God rules, his will shall be done.
当神掌权的时候，神的旨意就得以成行。
Verse 11 reads, Give us our bread for tomorrow.
第十一中讲到赐我们日用的饮食。
And this is the alternate translation. And it is also found in the footnotes of many modern translations.
这里的翻译是有一点不一样，而且是在很多现代版本的这个注脚中都是这样，有这样的解释。
The New Testament insists that hunger is the work of Satan, which he uses to attack God's children.
因为在新约中，是这样认为的。新约认为饥饿是撒旦的工作的一部分，它是撒旦用来攻击神的子民的一种武器。
Tomorrow, when Satan is destroyed, there will be an overflowing of bread, and world hunger will cease.
在将来，在明天，当撒旦被打败的时候，我们这个地就会，我们就不会缺乏饮食，这个世界的饥饿就会停止。
Jesus is encouraging us to ask God to give us some of the future, this future abundance in this present time.
这里我们看到，在主导文中，耶稣是鼓励我们向神要那将来的丰富。
Jesus gives us a foretaste of this future abundance when he fed the 5,000.
当耶稣喂饱那五千人的时候，他就向我们显明了那将来的丰盛是何等的样式。
Verse 13 reads, Do not bring us to the time of hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one.
在十三节中实际上写到，不要叫我们遇见大的试探，也让我们脱离那凶恶的人。
Remember that the word temptation can also mean to attack.
让我们在里记一下，我们刚刚讲到这个试探也可以被翻译成攻击。
Jesus here tells us to beg God that we don't have to go through the time of hard testing, the time of Satan's attack.
耶稣在这里让我们求神，使我们不要经过那大的试探，那就是撒旦的攻击。
Jesus refers to this horrible attack in Mark chapter 13, verses 14 to 20.
耶稣把这攻击在马可福音中13章到14节到20节中就有记载。
But Jesus offers this note of hope in Mark chapter 13, verse 20.
但是耶稣在马可福音13章20节中也给了我们希望。
But the Lord has reduced the number of those days. If he had not, no one would survive. But for the sake of his chosen people, however, he has reduced those days.
在那里耶稣说，若不是主减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个得救的，只是为主的选民，他将那日子减少了。
This is also the meaning of the rest of verse 13. Keep us safe from the evil one.
这也是我们主导文中说到说的救我们脱离凶恶的意思。
The evil one obviously refers to Satan.
那凶恶的人指的就是撒旦。
And we are asking God to keep us safe from Satan's attack.
我们在这里是向神祈求让我们免受撒旦的攻击。
John summarizes all of Jesus' miracles into 7 symbolic signs.
在启示录中，约翰把所有耶稣的神迹奇事总结成为那七印。
All of the other signs leads up to Jesus' greatest sign, the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
所有那神迹奇事都指向耶稣呢所行的最大的一个神迹，就是把拉撒路从死里复活。
Death and the fear of death is the greatest weapon of Satan.
死亡和对死亡的恐惧是撒旦最有力的武器。
Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 to 16 says, Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. And so he can free us who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham.
就像在希伯来书2章14节中写道，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要急着死，败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 15 that without the resurrection we Christians have no hope.
在这里保罗在哥林多前书15章中提醒我们基督徒，如果没有耶稣的复活，我们基督徒就没有盼望。
But Christ has been raised and he has defeated death.
但是因为基督的复活， 他战胜了死亡。
Paul says in verse 26, in 1 Corinthians 15:26, the last enemy to be defeated is death.
就像保罗在哥林多前书第一章第二十六节中写道，那最后被击败的就是死亡。
Paul concludes in 1 Corinthians 15 with a cry of triumph in verses 55 to 57.
保罗也在哥林多前书十五章第五十五到五十七节中讲到了得胜。
Death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? But the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗写道，死被得胜吞没，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。但感谢神，我们藉着主耶稣基督得胜。
The Christian victor model of salvation emphasizes Christ's victory over Satan by defeating death in his resurrection.
胜利的基督这一救赎的模式在这里强调，就是耶稣基督战胜了死亡，他就战胜了撒旦。
Therefore, let the people of God say, thanks be to God, who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此让我们神的子民一同说，把感谢归给神，因为他让我们透过主耶稣基督得胜。
And let us all pray with the early Christians, come Holy Spirit, renew, redeem your creation. Come Holy Spirit, renew, redeem your creation.
所以让我们像那早期的基督徒一样的来祷告，说来圣灵，来更新救赎你的受造吧，来圣灵，一起来更新救赎你的受造之物。
阿们
阿们。